This is program number LW2138. Well, after its offices were robbed recently, an insurance company revealed that the loss was not covered by insurance. Hi, this is Larry West. Sometimes there are things in life, you know, that backfire. During a highway safety demonstration in England, for example, a police car there collided with a bus driven by another policeman. A man in St. Louis turned down as a bad health risk by insurance companies 50 years ago recently celebrated his 100th birthday. A memory expert failed to show up at a recent Connecticut luncheon. I hope you got that. He's a memory expert. He apologized for being late, explaining that he had forgotten the date. Yeah, sometimes in life there are things that backfire. The operator of a police department's drunk test machine was recently arrested for drunk driving himself. In France, a judge noted for the severe sentences he pronounces was recently arrested himself for robbing a store. Sometimes things in life backfire. Dennis Soyster, a credit manager for a Maryland carpet company, was told that he was dying. Doctors did an exploratory operation and told him his stomach problem was the result of a rare but always terminal intestinal disease. So Soyster decided that if he was going to die, he would go out in style. He stole $29,000 from the carpet company to finance one last fling. After he had spent the $29,000 on his spree, though, the doctors changed their minds. He's not going to die that quickly. They said his problem was that he was allergic to the surgical gloves worn by the medics who had operated on him during the exploratory surgery. Charged with embezzlement now, Soyster has been given a suspended sentence and ordered to repay the money in installments of $5,000 a year. Yeah, there's sometimes some things in life that backfire. On the Hawaiian island of Maui, a jeweler bought a ring for $100. He didn't know that he was buying a stolen ring. He later found out, though, that he had actually bought a ring that was worth much more than the $100 he had paid for it. In fact, it was worth $8,000. Well, in order to catch the thief, he stuck the ring in the window of his jewelry store, placing behind it a large sign showing a large price tag, $15,000. A few days went by, and the thief, who had sold the jeweler the ring, was back in the store, screaming that the jeweler had cheated him by giving him only $100 for it. The jeweler's assistant called the police. They marched in and nabbed the crook in the middle of his tirade. Yeah, sometimes some things in life backfire. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's not. You know, there are some things in life that will always backfire on you. Always. It's just a rule of thumb, frankly. God puts it this way. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. In other words, the choice you make with what you will do with God will have its effect later on. Always. If you don't take him seriously, God says it will backfire on you. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Then God explains himself. He says, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature he will reap destruction. Let me show you what I mean. Mickey had just been found guilty of grand larceny. He was facing a rather long sentence. Mickey and his buddies had stolen enough goods to equip a first-class store. Stan, Mickey's dad, was confused. Whatever caused Mickey to think it was all right to steal? Stan turned that problem over and over in his mind. Then it dawned on him. He remembered the times that he had boasted to Mickey about shortchanging braceros who would cross the Mexican border to work in the fields. They were easy to cheat, so he did it. And he bragged about it. He bragged to Mickey. He remembered hearing his wife, Emma, tell Mickey to tell the paperboy to come back for his money the following week, knowing they would be moving the next day. Where did he get the idea that stealing was all right? Stan and Emma were simply experiencing the backfire. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.